Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. Hello. Welcome to today's show. This is the pre-show for Monday, the 17th. Tomorrow's going to be Bar Fight, our Bar Fight Showdown number 2 for the year 2020. The first Bar Fight was a technical draw. It was called by the Phil Hendry Bar Fight Commission for unsportsmanlike conduct, extreme unsportsmanlike conduct between Chef Carl Cedilia and Rudy Canoza. The Bar Fight tomorrow night will feature our defending Bar Fight champion, Margaret Gray, going up against the upstart Chris Norton, who apparently has a, I'm going to explain all this shit in the body of the show. Number two, this is going to be an encore show because we've got, tomorrow is going to be a real show. So, you know, what we'll do is we'll do a pretty good size give and take, and then we'll do a little bit of an encore show, but there'll be a large current segment talking about the Bar Fight, and also updating on the website, which I want to tell you guys. The website is cool. As you know, we had problems. And those problems stemmed from, after the guys tested all the plugins, because we had a massive update of the site, as I told you, updating all these plugins, which is, this is all webmaster speak that I don't understand. But I was told the culprit was none other than our new chat feature. It was not comporting. It was not playing well with others. And it was just going, no, I'm going to do it my way. And the rest of the website was going, wait, we can't log in. You know, you're fucking us up. So the guys found that plugin relative to the chat feature. The new chat feature was fucked up. And so they yanked that bitch. Now, the bad news, of course, is we don't have a chat feature. We're going to have to figure something out between now and Friday. The old chat is not going to work because that does not conform. So we may be off, we may be off of the chat air. And I feel bad about that because I think live events like the chat, and when we had our Sunday night live show, I realized not a lot of people weighed in on Sunday night. I think it was a bad night for a live show. And I'm like half thinking maybe we ought to make the movie. That would be taking up my Saturday fucking night. I would do that. If I did the movie live and we did it for a Saturday night, which is the only way to do it, it would be like, hey, Phil, how do you like working 7 days a week, basically? We'll think of something, man. Yeah. I got off the air last night. I got off of the, didn't do anything last night. Last night was a free night. We went up to Quincy Street, our local place. I had like three double tequilas. Knocked me on my fucking ass. I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night going, oh, fuck, I think I'm going to throw up, you know. And now three double tequilas is not really, it's a lot of tequila, but it generally doesn't make me ill. And I think it's because I hadn't had a drink probably in about 3 weeks. It's just things just got going so busy around here. I just didn't have the fucking time. And I think what happened is I had those doubles and they were, yes, Mexican mules with my favorite ginger beer, Q. I thought it was very low in sugar, and it is relative to other ginger beers. If we were with us on our chat Friday night, I found this light ginger beer over at the Vons. Okay. It was a superb skinny Moscow mule. The skinny Moscow mule is you use one can of light ginger beer, Q, and you get one shot of vodka and half a lime. Now, that's probably what I stopped drinking fucking doubles, Henry. Wait, you're not, I'm just not as tough as I think I am, I don't think. I mean, I'm sitting there drinking doubles like, ah. Are you crazy? But what I'm looking for here is the sugar content. I understand they make this with much less sugar, and this probably has very little sugar in it. 40 calories, 10 grams of sugar, 17, and 10 of sodium. That's the bad shit. When you get to be, look at this. 10 grams of added sugars comprises 20% of the volume, 20% of the ingredients. The other 6% carbohydrate, which is the ginger. So the fucking sugar is the primary thing. And that's murder, man. And it also puts on weight, even though this is, quote, light. Well, for taste, let's just put it that way. For taste, you can't beat Q in the handy carrying pack. This is a small, new 40-calorie, and I'll tell you how many ounces it is. It's a teeny little thing. It's 7.5 ounces, just under 8 ounces. That's small. Where do they make this shit? They make it. I love this stuff. It's and the guy, they got a website, and the guy explains himself. He's like, you know, I made this because I wanted a good ginger beer as a mixer, not a really. And I was tired of these sweet fucking ginger beers. These that Bredenberg, whatever that that is pure shit, and that other goddamn thing. And then they got these fucking ginger beers with lime squeezed in. So anyway, this cat on his website described the process of coming about. He has cardamom in this. He has chili pepper in this. Dig this. Carbonated water. Organic, what do you mean organic agave? What? That's tequila cactus. Ginger extract. Natural flavors including extracts of chili pepper, coriander, cardamom, and lime. And ginger, by the way, is not actually a root. It is a rhizome. R-H-I-Z-O-M-E. So you learn something new. That's why I like this product. These guys, they teach you shit. And they, you know. Drinks light ginger beer, 40 calories per serving. Regular ginger beer, 100 calories per serving. True. Except these guys make a 70 and 80 calorie bottle. And then I get the big... I just did a big fucking commercial for Q. Do you think they'll ever hear about it? Do you think they'll ever buy any time on this fucking podcast? No! They don't need to. The word of mouth is good. The word of mouth is good enough. The free word of mouth is good enough. All right, man, I think that's all. We're going to start into the show. First, I got to get the show, right? Okay. So now that we can log in properly, we could always log in on our desktop, I guess. Yeah, so they have disengaged the chat. I can dig it, man. Oh. I know you guys, we got a couple of comments on the BSP page. Would you please unplug the comments, because you can't make comments, and the comment sections are still sitting there, but you can't make any comments. And I will make that message to shame the guys right now. Although, you know, it ain't like what I call high priority shit. So, you know how that shit goes, man, huh? Here we are. I'm just trying out different, what's that? Oh, it's just a fade. Okay, that's groovy. Yeah, that's... Yeah, man. Yeah, baby. It's all right. What is it, man? Silence of the Lambs is on. That motherfucking Buffalo Bill just kills... Ted Levine's the actor, and he's great. Is she a big fat girl? The guy who did the perfect Buffalo Bill impression was Mike Schaefer, my old producer. Is she a big fat lady? He had that down. And it just provided us with endless hours of amusement. Today is the 17th. You know, it don't get much more groovier than that, man. Feb 17, brah. Let's check it out. They're showing Kobe Bryant games on TV here. Spectrum Sportsnet. I don't know where you guys are, if you get any of these. Probably not in the Laker market. I mean, who gives a shit? But it's really kind of bittersweet seeing this kid. You know, it's a kind of complicated world we live in, man. There's no such thing as a pure hero. You know, everybody's looking for the purest of heroes. Because what I'm saying is that Kobe Bryant, the rape allegation, which I weighed in on very heavily back when it happened, and it got me into all kinds of fucking hot water with... Not hot water, but everybody was looking at me disapprovingly when I mentioned it. And, so February. But now that he has tragically left us, everybody that, for whatever reason, wants to bring that shit up, I haven't mentioned it. As far as I'm concerned, it was adjudicated. It was done. It's, you know. And again, you say, well, I can't like him because he did this. I can't like him because he did that. I can't like her. And we're looking for the purest virginal fucking heroes, man. And if they are not that pure, fuck them. Let's tear them down. And as we've often noted on this show, it was no less a personage than Charles Dickens himself, who identified this characteristic in Americans in his not widely read, but nonetheless marvelous book, American Notes, that he wrote when he came to America. And he traveled here in the late 1850s. He met James Buchanan, President of the United States. He talked in American Notes. He writes about meeting the president. He doesn't mention him, but we know who it is because of the time period. And by God, he might as well have been in the 20th, 21st century. He talked about the president looking just worn down and weary and tired and, you know, drugged down by the whole fucking thing, by the whole gig, you know. And then he went on to say at one part, what the fuck? Huh? He said that Americans love to build up their heroes just to see them torn down. That they have this sadistic, no, I didn't think he used the word sadistic. He just said, Americans love to build up, they will grant this heroic status to just anyone that they deem fit. And then when the time comes, they'll just destroy that person. Just, they've never seen anything like it in any other country. And if you think about it, it is kind of fucked, you know. Revenge of the Virgins. What kind of fucking, what the hell? Oh my God, you want to see some of these movies that I'm coming across, you guys, as I go back in time. Uh-oh. Sure enough, man, the 17th is a Sunday, so it looks like we got to go back one more year to 2018. This ought to be fun. Excuse me. Is this the last game that Kobe Bryant played in? Is this the Jazz? It is. Okay, Don and Joe, my best friend and my godson, and oh yeah, their dad, their father and son, they went to this game. Kobe dropped 60 fucking points through the hoop that night. 60. His last fucking professional game, man. He put 60 in. And a wild thing, huh? Wow. He's draining these threes. All right. 60 points he dropped in. What the fuck is this commercial? 1-800-NO-CUFFS. They're doing selfies. The guy they bust, he's taking pictures of himself with like a TikTok filters or whatever the fuck, you know, Snapchat filters. The cops are laughing at him. And finally realize he's getting his goddamn mugshot taken. So they do selfies with him. All right, man. That wasn't that interesting. I'm sorry I brought it up. That's okay, so that's 17th is Saturday, bitch. Because if Monday is the 19th, yeah, Saturday. So we go back another year to 2017, right? Yeah. Bitch. Sorry, I'm just kidding around. Well, let me recommend another movie for you guys, because you guys were talking on the BSP page, right? And also on my Facebook page, about that dude in Canada, Russell Williams, I think, who was the serial murderer. This guy was a decorated Air Force pilot, Royal Canadian Air Force, a very talented group. And he was a decorated military flyer. He was the head of Canadian Forces in a place called Trenton, Canada, CFB Trenton, Canadian Forces Base. And he was also the designated pilot for the travels of the Prime Minister and Queen Elizabeth when she visited the country. He was a serial murderer on top of that. And I posted that video, and there's another one that is now up, and you got to find the right one because there's so many shit videos around this guy, Chris Watts. Is that his name? He's that piece of shit that killed his family. He killed a wife and two little girls, buried his wife in an open field, put his little girls in two oil tanks. I got to tell you, I recommend it. The reason being, this guy is a pure psychopath. Chris Watts. Now, the documentary I would recommend, there was one that says, it's tough, man. It's really fucking tough. There's a true crime TV one. It's 2 hours long called the Chris Watts Murders Documentary, Full Timeline Extend, True Crime TV. Okay, watch that one. And then ignore all the other ones, man, unless you get some good recommendations from people that know what they're talking about. Because there's all kinds of fucking chump change wannabe detectives on here. Okay, y'all, Chris Watts had help. You know, all this shit. Get the fuck out of here, you know. I wouldn't heed any of that shit. Chris Watts finally reveals how it all happened. This is a psychopath. He gets off on manipulating and moving people around. That's what he gets off on. He gets off on controlling life. You sit down with this motherfucker and you think he's telling you the truth? You know, how fucking stupid can you be? Listen as Chris Watts finally reveals how it all happened. I mean, sports fans, so I would not go with anyone that says, you know, hey, the real story. The Chris Watts documentary, there's one that is really lousy, really fucking lousy. The guy that made it thinks he's some kind of a filmmaker because he intercuts a lot of shit. Oh, it's the opinions of all of these YouTubers. The ones that I'm talking about, the ones that are like so fucking boring and irritating, you want to commit, you know, you want to kill a family of three. Yeah, well, that guy makes sure that he includes comments at the beginning of his fucked up little documentary, which I you know, he got a lot of views, but I wasn't one of them. I left, man. But this guy, Chris Watts, it happened in the summer of 2018, August of 2018. And I thought about it as we were scrolling back here. And killed his wife and two daughters, smothered them, strangled them. And then because he had some chick, you know, he had a mistress. His wife was pregnant, okay? And, you know, we probably should reach a point now in our lives where we are not shocked by these people because we know what they are. So you have people that have no conscience. They were born without it or it was knocked out of them very early in life. They say it happens in the first 3 years of your life. A lot of it has to do with abandonment by the mother. And, you know, we speculate on all of that shit when we talk about certain people here in our lives right now who don't have good relationships with their mothers. I'm not talking about me, by the way, because I had a strong relationship with my mother. Was it good? Not necessarily, but she was there. So we should not be shocked by these people. This is a cat that just, you know, Chris Watts looked these motherfuckers straight in the face. I do not have any inclination. I do not have no inclination, you know, where they are. I don't know. Then in the interrogation room, the detectives give him a little tiny bit of an out. They say, his wife's name, the poor woman, Shanann, I think. She had a kind of an unusual Irish name, Shanann. Not Shannon, Shanann. They said, look, Chris, did Shanann hurt the kids? Did you just snap when you saw that she'd hurt the kids? He didn't say anything. He said, I don't want to turn on her. Okay, so did she hurt the kids? I don't want to turn on her. So they gave him the idea to then tell that to his father. When his father came in, they said, would you like to talk to your dad? He said, yeah. When his dad comes in, he tells his dad she was hurting the kids. And so what did you do? I hurt her, is the way he put it. No, I mean, no sooner had he gotten the idea planted in his head by these detectives, he goes and he lays that. And I don't doubt that they know that. And I don't doubt that when the detective came out or when the father came out and talked to the detectives in the lobby, and laid it on them, they probably said, yeah, we just talked to him about that just now. You know, it's a beautiful look at a pure motherfucking psychopath. You know, the thing about them is they're very the most normal person in your life. Okay. That's what a psychopath could be. Although if you know people well enough, you know, that they feel they have, feelings. You know that they've shed tears. You know that you can tell that they're human, you know, if you know people long enough. But, all right, man. I saw a film, and I'm not saying that I'm right, but I thought maybe I saw something. It was a film of some people talking. It was a video of a woman who either has a heart attack or is somehow incapacitated suddenly. She's in a group of four or five people, and suddenly she falls to the ground. Immediately, of the four men standing, three of them immediately drop to their knees to help her. There's one guy standing. He's just standing. That's not normal. That's even if you don't have any medical training, even if you don't know the person, it's the human instinct is to at least bend down and look and see if there's anything. You actually will, to someone who is hurt or someone who's injured or someone who is immediately in front of you without any warning, is suddenly a incapacitated somehow, and they drop to the ground, and they're not able to stand, and they're not able to talk, your first instinct, any normal human being's instinct, is to drop to one knee at least and see what's going on, even if there's other people that are there before, like these two other men, I think, or three other men. I didn't know they knew what was going on, but by God, they were somehow going to try and help this woman. But this guy just stood there standing, and I'd say within about 10 seconds, you could almost see him going, oh, fuck, maybe I better act human. And they do that. Psychopaths will be mindful of how they're supposed to look and behave. Oh, yeah, they'll see something. They'll hear something. They'll incorporate that into the, are they Are they trying to fool and kid people? It's not so much that. It's if they're just trying to put on the right look. If a sadistic psychopath, if they're sadistic, that's what we would call one that murders and kills and maims, then yeah, they're always thinking about how they're going to ensure their survival while they go around controlling people's lives to the point of like killing them. How are they gonna? And that's why this Chris Watts documentary is stunning in how fucking dumb this guy was. I mean, dumb. Now, what he didn't figure on is that there was a neighbor with these security cameras that caught the whole fucking street, and particularly this guy's driveway, so that when he said he came out of the house at such and such, there was nothing on that videotape showing him coming out of the goddamn house. There was something on the videotape showing him coming out of the house later in the morning, not 5:30 a.m., later in the morning, carrying shit to his truck, and you can't make out what it is. But he brought his wife's body and his daughter's bodies out to that fucking truck, drove them to the job site where he works, which is in the middle of some sort of industrial field, oil storage of some kind, because there's two giant tanks. There seems to be some sort of a maintenance yard, some kind of a shed for tools or an office, and then just nothing but fucking wide open spaces around. This is in the state of Colorado. He buried his wife in the field. He put his daughters into the oil tanks. Huh? And you can say, well, maybe he was just trying to be kinder to them. No, it's got nothing to do with being kinder, man. It's probably more, I don't know what he was thinking, man. I don't even want to speculate. It would sound fucking gruesome. All right, dude, enough of this bullshit. We're going to the 17th of Febs. That's a Friday. And on that Friday, Ted Bell has another Dunphy Brothers singing in the Prime Rib Room. And Chef Carl Cedilia has embarrassed him by stating in an issue of Beverly Hills Chef that he'd bone Kellyanne Conway. Austin Amarca, a cabinet installer from Lancaster, has taken exception to Dr. Jim Sadler's comment that when examining a man's prostate, he tells him to get to get the pants off, bitch, as a way of letting off steam. As a way of letting off steam, R.C. Collins has another edition of the Alt-Right Report. Holy Christ, this ought to be good. Get the pants off, bitch. All right, man. You're going to love this, dude. All right, let me just, we're going to do a little email. Then we'll start the main thrust of the show. There behind me is the bar fight scene. Maybe the fight's already taken place. I don't know. There's an actual bar fight that takes place. In this video clip, the guy comes up and just smashes this fucking guy with a glass. Just insane, man. All right, dudes. I'm looking to go over here to my email. If I'm more talkative tonight than usual, it's just that I'm just taking it easy here, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm just grooving, man. I'm just digging it, you know. Everything is everything. So bar fight is tomorrow. Between Chris Norton and Margaret Gray. Then I've got Wednesday, I've got a thing. And then Friday, I got a thing. And I'm having lunch with my very deep, close, personal friend, Hal Rudnick, on Wednesday as well. Hal's a great guy. He helped me produce that little show we did at UCB that we sold out, which was, I was really happy to know that. Like, grateful to everybody that turned out for that. That was a year ago. No, it was not quite a year ago. It was last May. Because I had no idea how many people we'd get. I got to figure out how to do a better, I want to do a live show that is not so dependent upon that approach to the characters that I use. I don't know. All right. The next thing I want to do is we're going to get a archived BSP Classic Hour. Before I heard Mariah, October 2002, and the sun was always shining. What the fuck is this? The tribute to Mike Socia. Did they win the World Series in 2002? The Angels? Johnny the Wad Holmes. I have no idea what this fucking show is. Maybe this ought to be it. This material we did then, I wouldn't do now. Like Larry talking about his daughter's sexuality. She's on the fucking cheerleading squad. Okay? Why do I leave it in the archives? Well, because it's a real event. It took place in the context of the time and the place that it happened. It's it's acceptable. And not only that, it's again, it's it satirizes this kind of attitude, you know, that fathers have toward their daughters, parents have toward their kids, the sexuality of, you know, sexualizing kids as opposed to just letting them be fucking kids. So it's, you know, so we're going to do this one, October 1, 2002. And, you know, this is a subscription site, so you've got to ask to be admitted. It's not like we're dumping this into somebody's front lawn someplace saying, here, look at it. All right, we're back to February 17.
You simply must. You must.
Oh, you fucking whore. Wait, did I do it or not? I didn't. All right, dude. It's all happening at the zoo. The Mamba Legacy. Yeah, this is his last game. Remember Kobe Bryant, 24. It's the second period. Jazz up by 4. So this is just the beginning of the Kobe had 60 points this game. He just shot a fucking air ball. This is the second period. Lakers are not looking good. They're down by 6 now. But Bryant shot a fucking air ball, man. All right, dude. I'm ready to rock this fucking bitch. Thunder, is that you? I distinctly hear licking like a... Yeah. Yeah. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. Somebody asked me my top 10 album, and I didn't include this one. I should have. Walking in Space, Quincy Jones. Great fucking album, man. It's like... I mean, it's like a... Just a great jazz album. All right. All right, here we go, baby. I'm going to try to cue this motherfucker up. Oh, there I'm wearing one of my father-in-law's shirts.
My late 5 minutes. I got 5.
Then we also need my late father. Bill,
the more you focus on the moment, especially when you travel, MedJet Assist empowers members to feel safer and more prepared for travel's many possibilities. And I told you about my own experiences in China. Nothing is as... on your next trip, take MedJet along. Special code, what is it?
Phil.
That's right. P-H-I-L. Phil. My P-A-C. You got to go over to Podcast One and fill out your survey if you haven't done that yet. So if you go to... click on the survey banner. You can fill out the survey. If you've done it in the past,
please, we
need you to do this again.
Okay.
And all of us here at the Phil Hendry Show and Podcast One will thank you for doing us a huge
solid
favor. Thank you for supporting the show, too. We appreciate it.
Are we ready to rock this motherfucker?
All the voices that you hear on the show today, all of the characters that you hear performed, this is like a one-man play, a one-man band, you know?
Yes, it is a one-man act, a radio play.
Right. All of the, including Margaret there, all of them are performed by me.
Okay, ready to go. This is one of those rare instances where I had everything queued up and ready to go. This is like the last of the days when Phil was had his shit together. Ready? A 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3.